More than 100 volunteers and 800 participants, including kids, dogs, co-workers, friends and family, as well as Southlake Regional Health Center staff, turned out for the first in-person Nature's Emporium run for Southlake in 2 years, April 24. Sisters Catherine and Caitlin Jenko believe their 74-year-old mother Claire is alive today because of the care she received from Southlake staff when she was hospitalized last year for 5 weeks with COVID-19. The staff's decision to intubate Claire as soon as possible likely saved her life, said Catherine. Everybody there helped her through the journey and the ICU team was amazing. She's alive because of them. To show their gratitude, the sisters, along with friends Tanya Di Nardo and Dora Cultraro, formed Team Claire's Chicks and raised $2,920 for Southlake. Cultraro was also participating on behalf of herself and her own mother, both of whom have received cancer treatment at the hospital. Southlake is the best, she said. Nothing compares to these guys. Teams at the 20th annual event were made up of as little as 3 and as many as 40 members. Some were participating in the 5 Kelvins run for the first time, while for others it's an annual tradition. The one thing everyone had in common was their desire to support their community hospital. Yan Hu and her children Jacob, 8, and Grace, 4, were participating for the first time. It's a good cause, Hu said, and she's running to support the community, the hospital and frontline workers. I would like my kids to know this is a good thing to do. In her hard-to-miss Orange Tutu, Aaron Smith, part of Orange Theory fitness team, said so many of the fitness club's staff and members hail from the area, so they wanted to support our hospital. Led by owner Joe DeRoshi, the 43-member team raised $2,700 this year. As members of Team Pete, Abby's Army, Jen Perry and daughters Vanessa, 10 and Hannah, 8, raised $915 to $730, of which was raised entirely by Vanessa. The family began running 7 years ago in honor of a friend named Pete, who participating himself while undergoing cancer treatment at Southlake, as well as for the 4-year-old daughter of Perry's friend who is undergoing treatment for leukemia. We are supporting both of our warriors by running this run, said Perry. Mayor John Taylor opened the ceremony by saying how crucial Southlake was to the community. He mentioned the hospital's plan for a second location and said it would take Southlake's entire catchment area to make it a reality. Thank you for your commitment to our hospital, he said. It's our turn to be there for Southlake. Hospital CEO Arden Crystal and Southlake Foundation President and CEO Jennifer Ritter emceed the event, and Nature's Emporium CEO Joe DiDario welcomed the crowd back after 2 years away. Today means so much to us. It has been a long 2 years, but we have come through stronger and more resilient together, said Crystal. Southlake is your hospital, here for you when you need us. We are always by your side, and today you are here by our side when we need your support. Taylor was joined by Newmarket, Aurora MP Tony Van Bynen and Aurora, Oak Ridges, Richmond Hill MPP Michael Parsa, as well as Mayors Tom Marakis, Aurora, Virginia Haxson, East Gwillimbury, Rob Keffler, Bradford West Gwillimbury, Steve Pellegrini, King and Margaret Quirk, Georgina. Ritter joked that the run was a friendly competition among the mayors before letting it slip, at the risk of riot, that Team Aurora, led by Marakis, was in the lead. After a pre-run stretch, with all dignitaries on stage, the participants gathered at the starting line. By race day, $300,000 had been raised, but fundraising will continue until May 13.